Moms, do you track your children? Some of you are immediately tracking with me right now with this question, while others might need a bit more explaining. You see, I like to know where my girls are at all times. Actually, I like to know where all of my family is at all times. I do this with the Find Your Friends app or by sharing locations, so at any given time, I can look at my phone and see where my people are. If my daughters are on a field trip with their school or at an away volleyball game, I can see they made it. I can then get directions to their exact location if I need to. If my husband is traveling, I can see where he is having a nice dinner out while I am home allowing my girls to eat cereal for dinner. My sister travels a good bit, and I love to check on her whereabouts often and ask her about her trip, especially that one time it looked like she was in the middle of the Arkansas River. The location was a little off. She was fine. I like to be with those I love. I don't like times we are apart or separated until we are all back together. Knowing where they are is the next best thing. The Father loves us even more. At creation in the garden, man and woman were made for fellowship with the Father. Adam and Eve walked with the Lord in the cool of the day. There was perfect peace. They knew God and had no reason to doubt His love. They were fully alive, not knowing death. They were in perfect communion and nothing separated them. After the fall, when sin entered into the world through their disobedience, fellowship was broken. They hid, they believed a lie, and doubt set in. For the first time ever, because of sin, they were separated from the Father. We are born into that same sin. Because of God's great love for us, He made a way. Redemption and restoring fellowship was always the plan. Ephesians 2, 4, and 5. But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. God never wanted sin to separate us. He saw us and our location right in the middle of our sin and made a way to bring us back. I'm thankful for His gift of grace through Jesus Christ. It's the only way. I love how throughout the Old Testament, God says, I will be your God and you shall be my people. My sin no longer separates me. I'm no longer lost and far away. I am brought back home. I am His and He is mine. Ephesians 2:13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Through faith in Jesus, we are brought back into fellowship with God. I can now come boldly to His throne of grace. He walks with me and talks with me each day, and nothing can ever separate me from His love. I can dwell in His presence and trust and know He is good. And one day, He will return for His bride, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He is my God, and I am His. I am thankful today that my sin no longer separates me from God. Because of Jesus, I am not far away. I have been brought near. That's the truth. Maybe check your spiritual location. Know where you are today. God wants you to be near His heart and made new. I'm Lori Klein.